trans woman, you have to be woman, like straight woman, and you have to love the, some men. Is it too much complicated point, actually? Because that's people never know about it's enough information, because that's some trans people can be bisexual or or lesbian.
It's just like how they would have straight, like straight, and in straight you have bisexual or whatsoever. Yeah. I think in the LGBT, you have bisexual gay men, you have bisexual transgenders, I would assume.
Because gender is fluid.
But yeah, it's fluid. Yeah, it's who you feel comfortable with.
Yes.
Yeah.
And gender is really fluid and for personal. And some trans men can be gay or bisexual. It's because that's they can enjoy it and there's life. That's people don't want to understand about it. They say just if you are a woman, you have to be woman and love men. If you are men, you have to be men and love women. It is too much complicated.
But at the end of the day, we can't follow society because they can't please us. Who we want to sleep with, we can't tell nobody, okay, you should love a white man or you should love a white... Like, for me, I don't see color. Like, I die, everybody die. I bleed red, everybody bleeds red. Yeah. You know, so I don't see color. I see personality. I see you, what you come with or what you bring to the table. That's what I see.
Yes. Because, like, you know, it's like every human being... is bendable. All the human being also is fluid. That's just my own perceptions. Because like even in my in my concept or even in the time that when I grow up, I always see things in different perspectives. Yes. No, like even like yeah, we understand about sexual orientation. What is your sexual orientation? What is your gender identity? What do you want to be identified? But end of the day, like we say, no. We should be a human. That's unite us. Everyone is a human.
Yeah.
With or without sexual orientation, with or without gender identity. We are humans, regardless of colors, regardless of races, and regardless of your race, and etc. So, you know, fluidity, the blendability, because I understand that even the straight men and women, they have also emotional confusion. Even animals, they have also emotional confusion. So every human being is bendable. Every human being is, you know, tangible at the same time. It's fluid, you know. It's like a river, no? It just, it's the water, but different water. It just flows and etc. Yeah.
But that's what makes everybody special and everybody beautiful because we're not the same. Just imagine if everybody in the world was one way. You know how boring the world would be? So we need different fluidity.
Yeah. Even though we are facing a lot of discriminations, we're facing a lot of, you know, we are superior than you know. You're also human. Yeah. We are the same. No, why you should, like, attack us with our colors? You have also, if you try to see your genes, we are the same. You have skin, I have skin. Something like that. No, you have bones. I have bones. So you are not. No, you are no superior than me. No, we are all human beings. You will die tomorrow. I will die today. everyone go to the earth, decompose themselves, and be a fertilizer of the flowers and trees and etc. You know, that's how human beings. So, like for me, people. I see people. That's why when I encounter a lot of people are criticizing or the racist in a certain matter, I will always say, are you a human? Because if you are not a human, why you're doing that? Because only human, no? Only human see equal. But if you feel inferior, you feel high, you're alien. You are not from this earth. Yes. Okay. So now... I know that we really want to have a lot of talks, but I have some striking because I also curious about how you open up yourselves to your family and your friends. Like, it's a coming out, like, hey, I'm girl. Yes, how we come out. I really want to hear, like, yeah.
For me, like, I think they always know. I think a mother always know. But they like to live in this denial.
Yeah.
and stuff, because from I was a child, it's like when they put on shorts on me, I'm pulling it way up because I want a better rider or something like that. But like when I start to grow and stuff, they realize that when it comes to masculine things, football, these type of things, when my grandfather and the and my cousin's gonna go to the field, I wanna stay home and clean with grandma. I wanna stay home in the house. So like, it's just that they knew, but they keep asking me, are you gay? And I'm like, no, I'm not. But like everything else shows and stuff. And then I remember one day, me and my family, we had like a gathering, and me and my mom, we had it out and stuff. And she was like, are you gay? I'm like, yes, I am. And I just couldn't be like, I hate when people keep coming at me. Like, I just tell you, like, I just can't. And I remember I went to a party, and it was the first time wearing a dress and stuff. And I said, okay, I want to upload this picture on Facebook because in my head, I'm fucking pretty. So like, I want to like, look. So I uploaded, but I knew the minute I uploaded that picture, what was going to come at me. And everything that I expected was going to come, it came. But what kind of helped me through it was like, I just knew that I was doing the right thing for me. It reached to the point where I was just tired of pretending, you know? It becomes like tiring sometimes when you just have to pretend. When you're in certain settings, you have to do, you know, like sit, date. It's like everything becomes acting. So I just reached a point where I just didn't care what nobody thinks anymore. And the minute I stopped caring what people think, that was the best thing that I ever did. Yeah.
Yes, and how about you? How did you manage to come out?
Actually, this for my family, I tried one time, but they never want to understand me. But when I was 22 years old, I work in the pizza restaurant, and also in the same time I work in the lawyer office. And that's, I want to tell the my one best friend in the work when I who I work with them, and I'm so excited about it because I want to tell them, but I have bad memories about with my family, and I'm scared. Then I'm yes, and like my hands and feet like this and shaking, and I say it's. Honey, I want to tell you something. She said, yes, tell me. I want to hear you. Please tell me what happened. Because I'm looking like this. I'm shaking. My hands is shaking and my feet is shaking. So that she said, please, yes, tell me. And then I said, okay, I closed my eyes. I said, I'm trans. She said, you want to say that? I said, yes. She said, I know, I'm lesbian. I said, it's okay. And she's bringing nails color and put my nails. And it's for me. For me, it's the best one good things. And when I go to the lawyer office and I go to my boss and I said, Mrs. Arman, I want to talk about something. And he said, yes, come to my room. And there's a big lawyer office. There's work like 20 lawyers and with all officers, like 60 people, 60 person. And I go to with Demi's rooms and I said, Mr. Sarman, I'm trans person. And if you pick me outside, that's if you want to finish my works, I can accept everything. But I want to tell you in soon I will starting for the hormones. And I don't want to be secret in my life anymore because that's enough for me to my before life. I'm always secret, but I don't want to be secret anymore. And he said, please be comfortable. We are love you and you are look so good. And it is your life. Whatever you want, you can do that. Mm-hmm. I can support for you everything.
That was a comfortable feeling.
It's too much that you have to see me after that. I work in for official place, for like plaza and official place. And normally I have to be like with official dress, mm-hmm. but I never dress the official dress, and always I have with my beard and makeup mm-hmm. and the nails colors. That's always I go to some place and I work like this. Because my boss, it says, Ahu, you have to be comfortable. And I believe you and I love you. Just is it your life? Just you until you can do that, your job is good. Is it okay for me? Just do that like before. Just you can stay here until whenever you want. And before to come here, I visited them mm-hmm. and my boss said, Ahu, I know you want to go, but if is it don't work for you there, when if you want to back to Turkey again, please come to me. It's that's here work is ready for you every time, whenever you want. And still we are talking sometimes, and I love there, and I love my boss. They just make me feel so good, and it's make me like level two up.
Yeah, it's good when you have that kind of support. It helps kind of make you more confident in it, like more confident, yeah.
Because like, you know, coming out is also liberating. Mm-hmm. No, it's make you like free from all the chains and all the things that you have.
You don't have to hide no more behind the curtain.
Because I remember when I come out, as I shared already about before I was kicked out from my father. But before that, of course, there's a prequel. So before that, Philippines, we really love karaoke. Mm-hmm. Then I use my, when I sing a song, and then like my father's there listening to me. And I said, no, the end is near. And then after that song, I sing I'm a Barbie Girl. And then I was kicked out by him. And I recite those things that from his religion and everything. Then from my mother, I also open up to her. And I know that mothers really, you know, denial. No,
they all, as I said, they always know.
Yeah, and then she brings me to her pastor and pray over me. And I said, no, it can't be. This is who I am.
But I always think that if these prayers work, why didn't it work on us? why didn't work? Like, sometimes when you think about it, it's like they spend all these money to do everything. And it's like, I remember when I was going to this therapy, I feel like, okay, I should be getting better. I should be becoming more man. It's like, it's the opposite. It's the more I want to continue to do what I want to do, you know? So like, it's, yeah.
Because I understand, like, end of the day, whether they like it or not, this is who I am. And I just need to be honest to them that this is me. So that's how I open myself to them. And then I went to my grandmother and continue my life. And end of the day, they accepted me, who I am.
But I do understand when some people, like back from experience in my country and stuff, I understand why a lot of people refuse to come out and stuff like that. Because especially in the rural areas that I always talk about, if you are gay and they find out that from you are 10 years old, they kick you out of the community. You have to fend for yourself. And that's why you have a lot of these street gays on the road with no family, no foundation, nowhere, like nobody leading them, you know? So it's like, it's not easy to come out. But it's like, once you have that determination, because for me, I'm a Sagittarius, like, once I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. I'll ask you for your opinion, but I'm going to do it anyway. So I'm glad that I'm the type of person that I am, that I just do my own thing. I have my own mind.
As long as you express yourself, and even my friends, they are so accepting. Of course, it's obvious. I'm wearing a female uniform and others, so it's so obvious that I am a girl, no? So those are like you know, it's so liberating for us. Like for me, that is my success story that I have. Like I managed to encounter or to face, to do the face to face for all, even inside, because. The foundation of yourself will start on your home, on the family. No, it's like a treehouse person, like from yourself, from your family, and from the community. It's always be that. You will not be, you know, dictated by the community, but instead you will be dictated from yourself, family, and community. So I'm so sorry that we don't have much time. So we want to hear your parting words and statement for all the listeners.
I just want to thank you for having me today. It was a pleasure being here with you and Ao and all this beautiful audience. What I would like to leave and say, as I would say, like, not many, like, it's not easy for you as a trans person from where you come from, you know, because both of us is kind of two different background, but where you come from, it's more difficult to come out and say it and stuff. And for all the transgenders in the world and stuff, I would just say to them, like, just keep pushing. Like, don't give up. Don't make people subject you to here when you should be here. You know, like always aim higher. So like, yeah, thank you.
Thanks a lot. That's really, I'm so happy for being here and for inviting me here. And thanks for all our guests. And they are so cute, listen to us, and for other listen to us, the old people, thanks for them a lot. And actually, there is have one more point. Can I read a bit? Because this is important for now for in Turkey for the trans and sex workers peoples. Yeah. Okay. Because this now lately in all the newspaper and all the channel there is talking about it, and for the all queer people and for trans people, LGBTQ plus people, there is too much important point. And I wanna tell the who is listening to us. Mm. There's like Istanbul, that's Bayram Street, where is trans women and sex workers have been living since 1947, while there is an order in which all living space of trans people are plundered. Their rights are ignored and they cannot access health. In order to remove these people from this region where they have lived their lives for more than 75 years. Many of the profiteers there, including the headmen, are the organizers of the works, expel these people from their own homes. While their entire lives have been taken away from them, they are not wanted to be evicted from their living spaces. Even though they have the legal deed and their house and all the documents. The state ignores this and puts forward absurd excuses such as hanging out of the windows and dressing obscenely. And they are come with the police and seal their houses. Bayram Street is the place of the shelters, memories, where is trans people having lived together for many years. It's the history of the trans people and one of their breathing spaces. While there's a trans people who are made to believe that they do not have the rights and to live in the geography, throats, alienation, polices of course, trans suicides and trans murders and political. That every supporter who spread the transphobia and society with their rhetoric, especially the Republic of Turkey, is the perpetrator of these massacres, murders, and suicides. And if someone people to support them, they can find something in website.
Okay, in what website?
The Bayram Street and Bayram Street. Yes, bayramstreet.org.
So thank you for all the sharings. I hope that from our own experience, the concept of the broken crayons. We share ourselves at the same time. We all, if you want also to support the Bayram Street, and thank you for MIG Art for allowing us to do these episodes. And I'm so grateful to have both of you, Shanet and Ahu, over sharing your thoughts and idea. Of course, this is Reya Morgado. I will be leaving this statement with Ni permitas mi separare ate. Or never permit me to be separated from you, or else. Thank you so much.
I was a member of the Communist Party. I'm not a member of the Communist Party anymore, but I still consider myself very much a socialist. So we'll get to that later.
Let's go.
One of the reasons why the war in Vietnam was able to happen as long as it did was because this philosophy of communism and people pointed to the Vietnamese as their enemy, as if somehow or another, if the country defeated the communist enemy in Vietnam, things were going to be okay at home.
But it's a hot night. Let's talk about the sign of the time. In the fight of a revolutionary soul singer. It's a hot night. Head down to the gut for the pain that comes out of alcohol. And let's talk about the world, y'all. Can you pick me up? You know I hate driving in a evil city. And baby, read my mind. Hit like a dot. If I can get some coffee and we can get our talk gone.
Seems I got caught up in this romanticized idea revolution with saviors, prophets, and heroes. But in the silence of my prayers, I had a vision of my hatred dissolving in the grains of sand. Realize that to the universe, that's all I really am, just a grain of sand. I know I get caught up in all that spiritual shit, but ain't much to hold on to. We all living in the world built upon race, not facing greatly fascist regimes, white man, rich man, democracy. Suffer in the world trade paradise, human
but it's a hot night. Let's talk about the sign of the time.
Yeah,
politics in the pipe of a revolutionary soul. Sing out,
word out.
Come on, it's a hot night. Head down to the club for the pina coladas without alcohol. Let's talk about the world, y'all.
Do. Nike has a
let me be the first to say this. First bitch ever asked me to buy her some dumb shit. Come on,
niggas be fighting for Jordans they can't afford. Bought in the store, cost them more than 100. Yeah, capitalism got them trapped in a vision that tell lies. They watch way more than a sunset. I feed my babies with music. I tell the truth with now I'm a target and they marketing that or some of my bitch. It's a urgent emergency courtesy of the counter-insurgency trying to murder me. And now it's on and it's cause I verbally heard of all the absurdities at them. It rhyme home and survive the storm and certainly words could be weapons for people heard me. They thinking they God and they decide what's right or wrong. They live in the bubble. I live for the struggle. After the fight, we home on a hot night. My woman is nice and warm, but
it's a hot night.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the sign of the time. Politics in the fight of a revolutionary soul. Sing on, come on, it's a hot night. Head down to the club for the pina coladas without alcohol. Let's talk about the world, y'all.
Let's do it, come on. Join the party, fists in the air. Everybody for the
revolutionary soul. Sing
on. Side to side, third eye on the prize. We're taking a ride with the revolutionary
soul. Sing.
Give the seeds what they need to breathe and proceed. It's the revolutionary.
So
word up. Yeah, y'all, we prepared, y'all. No fear, y'all. Come on.
It's a shame that we're all running around. It's a shame that we're all running around.
Cause you're blind, baby. Blind to the fact.
Yeah. It's a shame that we're all running around.
Cause you're blind, baby.
It's a shame that we're all running around.
Cause you're blind, baby.
Blind to the facts of who you are.
Yeah. It's a hot night. Let's talk about the sign of the time. Politics in the fight of a revolutionary soul. Sing on, come on. It's a hot night. Head down to the club with the pina coladas without alcohol. And let's talk about the world, y'all.
Let's do it.
And now, of course, that the welfare system has been disestablished.
So sing on.
And there are no jobs, so to speak, for so the women. They can only get welfare for a certain period of time, and then they have to find a job. Now, they haven't had the opportunity to go to an institution like this. They may not have skills. Where are they going to find a job? And if they have children, how are they going to pay for childcare in order to guarantee the conditions which will allow them to work?
On est presque 10 dans le Vito. Je mets pas mon boule dans le Vuitton. Poteau, ma langue c'est du piton. Dis-moi ce que je dis, c'est du mytho. On est tellement plein dans le ghetto. Je vois le peu rat de mon rétro. Quelques billets dans la chapeau. Tout le reste je garde pour la maman. Entre la bicra et le carpla. Entre la garda et la garba. Nous tout ce qu'on veut c'est la blackard. Ne pas finir comme un tapin. Tu sais d'où je viens, c'est le 8-3. Ici c'est pas Dolce Vita. Sauce algérienne dans la pita. Dans la rue tu chiales comme Vita. Regarde ma face dans le miroir. Quand j'étais solo dans le mitard. Y'avait du taga dans le tiroir. J'emmerde Marine et son Ricard. J'ai les dents longues comme un piranha. Y'a plus de bâche, j'te finis tira. L'arc est dans ma tête, c'est comme Chiruana. J'suis la pute de tes nanas. J'peux te michetonner comme Milala. À l'aise en survêt de Filala. C'est moi qui cogne, j'suis pas Rihanna. J'suis connu dans le coin, dans ma wilaya. Et j'traîne qu'en bande comme Adidas. J'suis dans l'or comme Idadas. Plus d'éther qu'un petit Dladas. Pas la vie d'Adèle, c'est la vie d'Anna. J'me sens en galère comme un indien dans la trappe. Comme un rebeu qui voudrait gagner une minute de rap.
Je répète,
je me sens en galère comme un indien dans la trappe. Comme un rebeu qui voudrait gagner une minute de rap.
Je répète,
je me sens en galère comme un indien dans la trappe. Comme un rebeu qui voudrait gagner une minute de rap.
Je répète,
je me sens en galère comme un indien dans la trappe. Comme une Kaira qui voudrait gagner une minute de rap. Ma
prenez le sang comme si c'était un Jésus. Pété à la vodka, les jeunes sous coronavirus. Chez nous, les condés font plus de morts que le coronavirus. Je veux conquérir le monde comme si j'étais la Sahaba Minif. J'ai trop de vécu, je me sens vieux tellement je pourrais traîner à Nice. Les bavures policières ont un arrière-goût de pastis. Les poulets, ça sent jamais bon, surtout quand ils sont racistes. Y'a des matraques dans le cul et des genoux sur cache thoracique. Voilà Eric, pourquoi on a peur de la police? Voilà Marie, pourquoi on a peur de la police? Je crois que je vais passer de Philippe Maurice. Oh, Philippe et Patek, j'taffe trop, je rentre du boulot, les mains pleines de sang comme sa deck. Quand je passe, il baisse la tête, regarde le sol partout bas. Je peux niquer ta vie comme un poste d'instat booba. Je me sens seul, je me sens femme, dans le rap comme paria. Je me sens solidaire, je big up mes gonz hasta la vista. Je me sens Sheila, je me sens Doria, je me sens Aya, je me sens Imen, je me sens Kaina, je me sens Marwa, je me sens Zawa, je me sens Warren, je me sens Vita, je me sens Kenny, je me sens Awa, je me sens Mayem, je me sens Kazé, je me sens Anya, je me sens Christine, je me sens Angel, je me sens Shy, je me sens Shy, je me sens Amel, je me sens Bams. Inch'Allah, je finis dans le DIN comme Jams.
Ich bin Fabio, ich bin Radio Lara, mega cool.
Tête de ma mère, je te nique avec ta jalousie. Tête de ma mère, je te nique avec ta jalousie.
Hey, O'Shannon.
Burn it, kill that shit, yeah.
Ouais, la Sabo, 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 Sabo. Appelle-moi la Sabo, pas. Je suis une psycho, 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 psycho. Je suis une psycho, pas. Ouais, la Sabo, 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 Sabo. Appelle-moi la Sabo, pas. Je suis une psycho, 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 psycho. Appelle-moi la psycho, pas. Mais tous les focus ont repéré la zone de chance est alarmée. Les envies chelou des terres. Ta bande de fake, j'ai effacé tout seul l'espoir. J'ai écrasé menace. Vous avez détecté la reine des gorillas. C'est qu'elle pose. Je te fais pas d'introduction, moi je te développe des causes. Je dégomme ceux qui m'attaquent pas, les peurs et qui ne osent. Je suis psychopathe, mais quand même je vois la vie en rose. Alors garde des conseils, j'ai rendu fou mon psy. Torture la Bible aussi. Je suis riche dans ma tête, tort du compte et je veux qu'il dame aussi. Baby, honestly, beaucoup de mon talk with me. Tête de ma mère, je te nique avec ta jambe. Ouais, la Sabo, 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 Sabo. Appelle-moi la Sabo, pas. Je suis une psycho, 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 psycho. Je suis une psycho, pas. Ouais, la Sabo, 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 Sabo. Appelle-moi la Sabo, pas. Je suis une psycho, 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 psycho. Appelle-moi la psycho, pas. 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, and 11. Je suis un père, m'approche pas, je suis pas terrien. De mon fake nigga, never do my de kennen. De mon sang su, never do my dun de lenen. Kapol se motor bobar, dinko de gefenen. Tinyenen, a kenen, a dunne dunne lenen. Motherfuck up, shut the fuck up, lingay wach chiman berine. Dool de nyor de sangen er, te chamo malen gunne yeg. Nenang dof de weer, night light dof de mo wouti ker. Sama gher de guerre, ennemi, je te fais toujours la guerre. Je suis comme un anti-guerre, je t'efface, t'es une poussière. En temps dans mes bails, je risque de la faire à l'enfer. Ouais, la Sabo, 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 Sabo. Appelle-moi la Sabo, pas. Je suis une psycho, psycho. Psycho, psycho. J'suis une psychopathe. Où est la Sabo, 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 Sabo. Appelle-moi la salopathe. J'suis une psycho, 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 psycho. Appelle-moi la psychopathe.
Get away, get away. I don't fuck with you.
There's a good reason why you never hear advertising on Radio Lora. That's because Radio Lora is an independent radio station that's not commercially driven. Thanks to that, we're not forced to play any Beyoncé or Bieber tracks every hour, and are free to present you with incredibly diverse programming in a multitude of languages. Shut up. We're activists, feminists, freethinkers, and so much more. We're fighting the good fight and need your support. Want to become a part of the Lora community? For just 120 francs a year, you can become a member. Those currently not earning a salary can become members for only 60 francs. You can even donate directly through the website via Twint or even credit card. Just visit www.lora.ch for more information.